The state says only 40% of the more than 15,000 students enrolled at the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow spent enough time learning during the day to actually qualify as full-time students. But ECOT consultant Neil Clark says it was childish of ODE to release that before this week's expected ruling from a judge hearing ECOT's challenge to the state's auditing process.
They haven't won anything. They've just irritated the process because they obviously must feel like they're going to lose the court case, so they want to do this action first.
Depending on what the judge decides, more than 60% of the $106 million in state funding sent to ECOT could be clawed back. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.